Israeli and Palestinian officials met today in Jerusalem, resuming diplomatic contacts that were severed by Israel earlier this month after a bombing killed seven Israelis. As the meeting got underway, Israel announced it is suspending the targeted killings of suspected Palestinian militants. And in the Gaza Strip, Palestinian security forces are expanding their deployment, moving further south in an effort to prevent rocket and mortar attacks against Israel. Militants fired at least one rocket today, and a young Palestinian girl was killed in a central Gaza town by returning Israeli gunfire. The incident marred a week of relative calm. Tomorrow, voters in 10 Gaza communities take part in municipal elections in which the popularity of the Islamist Hamas faction would be put to the test. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Not far from the churned-up fields and demolished orchards of northern Gaza, supporters of a Hamas-dominated slate of candidates are setting up chairs for a campaign rally. The town of Beit Hanun has been hit hard by the armed intifada and Israel's military retaliation. And Hamas candidate Ismail Il-Kafarna gets nods of approval when he blames Israel for the loss of life and property here. He doesn't mention the Israelis killed or wounded in Hamas-led attacks. But part of Il-Kafarna's campaign message is a call for quiet, one more sign that people are simply exhausted after more than 4 years of conflict.
This is what at least we hope, a real ceasefire where there would be a real calmness and people could go on in their life normally.
The Hamas slates in the 10 communities voting in this round of elections all go by the same name, Change and Reform. It's a political dig at the old guard of the ruling Fatah movement, linked in the minds of many Gazans to ineffective rule and corruption. Voters agree that the need for change could hardly be greater, and they're focused on practical improvements to basic infrastructure, such as sewer and power systems, schools and hospitals. What's not clear is whether people will turn to the Islamist Hamas movement to make these changes, at least in the numbers the movement is hoping for. The Hamas campaign rally in Beit Hanun was large and enthusiastic, but so was a nearby Fatah rally. Farmers Brahim Al-Ashgar and Afez El-Basyuni say the local Fatah slate is almost entirely made up of new people who are pushing for reforms. The two men believe the fastest way to bring about at least modest day-to-day improvements in their lives is to back the movement led by President Abbas, known to most Palestinians as Abu Mazen.
I am with Abu Mazen to stop all rockets.
Israel تنظر إنه الروكت.
So the Israel claimed that all of this destruction they made here because of the rockets, so we are completely with stopping these rockets to see if Israel is honest or not.
In a conflict where both sides routinely dismiss the promises of the other as mere talk, Abbas is struggling to establish his bona fides with his own people. He made a start here on the beachfront south of Gaza City, where illegal cafes and other buildings sprouted up under Yasser Arafat's tenure. Some were built by influential families, others by members of the Palestinian security forces. Abbas saw them on a recent trip to Gaza and ordered them destroyed. Local shop owners and residents cheered the move, saying they only hope it's the beginning of reforms, not the end. Sitting in the remains of his illegally built cafe, one man who wouldn't give his name said even he wouldn't complain, as long as all scofflaws were treated equally.
Well, for us, we vote for Abu Mazen, and if he's a man of law, he wants to implement the law, we will be happy with that. But if they choose here and there, then this is so difficult.
In these local elections, the Hamas candidates, many of them teachers and sheikhs, are seen as free from the corruption that has tarnished Fatah's reputation. But the movement's long-term goal of replacing the Israeli occupation, and indeed the state of Israel itself, with an Islamic state, makes many Palestinians uneasy, even here in conservative Gaza. Political analysts say these local results will provide an important clue as to Hamas's real political strength in Gaza, and may help the movement decide if it wants to continue testing the political waters by fielding candidates for legislative races later this year. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Gaza.